Morning, Coach. How you doing?
Doing good, Matt. How are you?
Good. You haven't seen South Dakota in a few years. Do you expect them to look any different, or has it looked similar to you on the film of what you last saw when you played them?
Yeah. You know, we played them in 2019. Same coordinator, same head coach. And so, you know, they definitely have some differences. No one's the exact same 2 years later. But there are some familiar things. We've got 11 games on them, and they've got 11 games on us. I mean, at this point in the season, there's no tricking teams. You really have some tendencies. You have, you know, who your go-to players are and go-to schemes. And it's really about lining up and executing and doing the so-called boring things, right? You got to take care of the football. You've got to be great on special teams. You've got to, you know, we had a lot of penalties on Saturday that really hurt us. So you've got to do those things really well. And so all the other things will really take care of itself.
Their pass rush is pretty good. What does your offensive line need to do better? I know you had a couple new guys in there this past week.
Yeah, you just got to block. You know, you got to protect. A lot of those things, you know, to the average person, you don't really see what all goes into to pass protection. You know, what type of pressures are they bringing? Was it a sack that was on the quarterback? Was it on the offensive line? Was it on, you know, the running back? There's a combination of things. Did they bring too many people to block? You know, a lot of different things that go into different pressures and sacks. I think, you know, probably more importantly than sacks, the stat, I think for coaches, it's really just making that quarterback uncomfortable, getting him off his spot, making them move around. A lot of times there's guys open down the field and you can't get to them when you have a great pass rush. And they've got a great D-line. I think their D-line's a lot better than it was in the past. And I think a lot of teams in our league realize that you've got to be – that has to be a strength of your team if you still want to be playing at the end of November and December.
On the opposite side, their quarterback has only been picked off 4 times this season. Do you feel that you can create enough pressure to make it a 5th or even 6th time?
Well, I hope so. You know, that's a key to the game. You know, I think he does a great job extending plays with his feet. You know, they don't do a lot of quarterback design runs. They have a quarterback that they put in there that they do some wildcat things for. But he's done a great job. I think they did a great job of playing him early in the spring, getting him that experience, that game time experience as a true freshman. And then he's really gotten better. I think Ted, their offensive coordinator, does a fabulous job with quarterbacks. His track record with calling plays and offense, they've had a lot of really good quarterbacks the last 3 or 4 years. You know, going back to the last 2 or 3 starters that they've had, so always does a great job on offense, and we've got to be well prepared.
And last one for me, Coach. You know, the path for you to get to the championship is going to be conference heavy. Are you okay with that, or would you rather be starting out the playoffs against maybe someone that you haven't seen before?
I don't really care. I mean, it's really about being in and playing. I mean, to win a championship, you got to beat them all. And, you know, obviously when you set out, there's a reason why you get rewarded to win in the conference, and it's a challenge to do that here. And so, if you don't do that, you know what you're up against as far as going on the road and to get that done. I honestly feel like our team thrives in being on the road and being in a hotel and being together. And it's kind of been a norm for them. Just the experience of, you know, 3 or 4 months ago, 5 months ago when we did it in May, you know. And so we've went on the road and won big games, and we'll have to do it again.
Thank you, Coach.